Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious day. I ask you to bless the Word of God as it goes out today as we continue in the book of Proverbs. Lord, these Proverbs are mighty. I ask you to open our hearts to understand these so we'll know how to deal with people. And I praise you and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 15, starting with verse 12. It says, "A scorner," or a mocker, that's what that means, "loveth not one that reproves or rebukes him, neither will he go into the wise." In other words, this guy that's a mocker or a scorner, he don't love those who will tell him the truth, those that will rebuke him and tell him what he's doing is wrong. So he'll stay away from those that are wise, and he'll never learn anything. "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." In other words, a glad heart will make a happy face, but a broken heart will crush the spirit. "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance." I mean, if you want to really see somebody cheerful or have a beautiful face, let them be cheerful and happy. You know, "a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance." In other words, talk about good things. Talk about things that are wonderful and bless and build up each other and edify each other. If you want to see somebody have a really bad-looking face, just take a man or a woman, especially a woman, and you start saying cutting remarks to her, and you'll see frowns and everything come up on her face, and you'll break her heart, and I'll tell you that she will really look bad. But you can do that to anybody. So be careful what you say. Verse 14 says, "The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness." Think about what this is saying. A wise person is hungry for truth. In other words, a wise person wants to know truth. He wants to walk in it. While the person that's a fool, he feeds on trash. Think about what that means. You think about trash. What is trash? It's the trash of the world. People that feed themselves on pornography. They feed themselves just on things of the world. Things that does not pertain to anything of the kingdom of God is trash. Somebody said, "Well, I read the newspaper every day." Well, most of what's in the newspaper is trash. It does not glorify God. There is very little in a newspaper or a magazine that glorifies God. Nearly all of it's worldly. Almost all of it. If you want to find out what makes things work, go to the Word of God. I will tell you, a man or a woman that feeds on the worldly things, like secular radio, secular television, secular newspapers, secular magazines, those persons will never walk in the power of God. They will have to learn to separate themselves from those things. You cannot live in those things and walk in the power of God. It just will not happen. I know. I've been there and done it and tried it both ways. When I was trying to live in the world with just a little bit of the world, I couldn't get God to do anything for me. But when I started living in the Spirit and doing what He says, then he began to answer my prayers and do great and mighty things. Chapter 15, verse 15 says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast." Isn't that an awesome statement? He says, "For the poor every day brings trouble." That's what he's saying. "But for the happy heart, life is a continual feast." Who is it that has control over whether you enjoy or you are miserable today? You do. If you will walk in obedience to God's word and walk in love, you have a choice then to be happy. You can be happy, and you can walk in a continual feast, because if you are happy and have a happy heart, life will be a continual feast for you. It's a wonderful place to walk. It's so nice to live there. Verse 16 says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord then great treasure and trouble therewith. Well, I guess you might say it's better to have a little with fear of the Lord than to have great treasure with turmoil or without God. Because if you're without God, you're living in the devil's world. And I can assure you the devil come to steal, kill, and to destroy, John 10:10 says. So you will live in turmoil. So it's a whole lot better to have a little with the fear of the Lord and serve the Lord than to have great treasure without God. Now, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Let me quote that a little simpler for you. In other words, a bowl of soup with someone you love is better than steak with someone you hate. That's exactly what that's saying. I love to go out after church on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night. Whenever we get through with church, I love to take just my wife, and she and I go out and sit down and have, maybe we just have some scrambled eggs or something, or a bowl of soup. Just what he's saying, it's better to have a bowl of soup or a scrambled egg or something with someone you love and sit there and talk about wonderful things together than it is to go out with somebody that's going to talk about other things and to have a sirloin steak if those people are not loving people. I just can't hardly stand to go out with people like that. It really is miserable, and I don't want to be there. So I know you understand. Verse 18 says, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. Now then, what you might say that's saying here is a hothead, he starts fights. But a cool-tempered man, he tries his best to stop those fights. He does everything he can to stop fights. Now, the way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Now, let's see if we can't convert that into words or terms that might be a little easier for us to understand. What he's trying to say there, a lazy person has trouble all through life. In other words, if you're lazy and you're not willing to get out and work, you'll never prosper. So you'll always be in lack. So a lazy person will have trouble all through his life. But the path of the upright is easy. In other words, if you're a man that's walking upright before God, God will control your steps. So as you go forward, if you're upright and loving and kind and serving Him, whatever you put your hands to, He will make it prosper for you, so you will never be without. You will never lack. It's such a wonderful thing to learn these principles. And here they are, written for thousands of years, right here in the book of Proverbs. Verse 20 says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. In other words, children that are sensible will bring joy to their parents, but foolish children absolutely will despise their mother. Isn't that amazing how that works? No respect for parents. And did you know that the Word of God says that if a child does not honor their mother and father, their days will not be long on the earth? In fact, it says, children, obey your parents in all things, that your days may be long on the earth. What that means, and God is no respecter of persons, if you do not honor your parents, it will shorten your years on this earth. Who knows how many, but it most definitely will shorten them. So whatever you do, show honor and respect always to your parents. Walk in love to them. Verse 21, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. When you look at this, it's what it's actually saying there. Foolishness will bring joy to those who have no sense. How many people do you know that appear to have no sense and they go out and do foolish things and they appear to be happy and laugh over those foolish things? Well, Foolishness brings joy to those that have no sense, whereas a sensible person stays on the right path. A foolish person will walk down that pathway and take the path to the wrong house. They will go into drinking, alcohol, drugs, sex. They will do all kinds of things, and that's foolishness. But that will bring joy for a season to those that have no sense. But in the long run, it'll bring forth death. Whereas a sensible person, he will stay on the right track. A person that's led of God will not go down those pathways. He will not go out and start getting involved in drugs, alcohol, sex outside of wedlock. He will not do those things because the Word of God says those things bring forth death. So, the best thing to do is walk holy and walk in obedience to God's Word. And he said, if you'll keep my ways and do everything I tell you to do, it will bring long life and health to all your flesh. That's also in the book of Proverbs in chapter 4. Now, verse 22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. In other words, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many people go to do something and never go out and consult someone, but many counselors bring success. That's just like when I first started to build my first house. Although I'd gone through college, I had an architectural engineering degree. I knew a little bit about architectural and a little bit about engineering, but I didn't know a whole lot. I had only been through college, so I still had to do a lot of learning. So when I got out there in the world, I looked around a whole lot, and I watched a lot of men and talked to a lot of men, and I listened to a lot of men, and I went out on a lot of job sites, and I learned a lot of things. And as I did, I would talk to many other men, but the main one I learned to talk about and talk to was God. When I got a little older out there, I learned that if I talked to God, God would help me, and he would give me revelation and wisdom and understanding, and I would be able to get him to show me the right way to do great things. And boy, did life get good after that. Then it says here in verse 23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? In other words, everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. Now that is a mouthful in itself. Learn how to talk. Learn how to say the right things at the right times, and you will have a blessed life. Now then, call us for teaching, free audio and video teachings at 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all about our healing schools, about our free information, and we teach people how to walk in divine health. So www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.